5 years passed, and King Ahasuerus promoted his advisor Haman to the position of prime minister. When Haman would pass through the streets, all the king's servants would kneel and bow before him. All, that is, except for one person, Mordechai.
Here comes Haman, second to the king. Everybody down. Here comes Haman. Here comes Haman. Second to the king. Second to the king. Here comes Haman. Here comes Haman. Everybody swing. Everybody swing. Everybody down to the ground. Cause we bow down when Haman's around. Everybody down to the ground. Cause we bow down when Haman's around.
Hey, Mordechai, why are you better than us, huh? We bow down, so why can't you, huh? Aren't you a servant of the king like the rest of us, huh? The king said everybody has to bow down to Haman, even you. Why do you think you're so special that you don't have to bow down, huh? Yeah, huh?
I've already explained to you, Sir Squeechy, and the other servants at the king's gate, that Haman is merely a mortal. I only bow down to Hashem.
Yeah, but Mordechai, didn't your own ancestor Yaakov bow down to Esav? Right? Right? Why do you think you're so much bigger than he was that you can't bow down to Esav's descendant, Haman? Huh? Yeah, huh?
It's true that Yaakov bowed to Esav, but Esav did not have an idol dangling from his neck like Haman does. Besides, I am a descendant of the tribe of Binyamin. Binyamin was not yet born when Yaakov and his sons bowed down to Esav. It was in that merit that the Holy of Holies of our holy temple was built in Binyamin's portion. As my ancestor Binyamin did not bow down to Esav, I will not bow down to Haman.
Oh yeah? Huh? You think you're such a good Jew? Huh? You're just talking big because Haman doesn't notice you. Just wait until Haman finds out about you not bowing, and you'll be in big trouble. I'm going to go to Haman and tell him all about you. We'll see if you're still going to be such a big shot then.
A Jew is forbidden to bow down to an idol, even if it means giving up his life for it. I will not budge one inch to show respect to that wicked man. I don't care if word of my actions get around. Let it be known that there are Jews willing to give up their lives to sanctify the name of Hashem.
Oh, Mr. Haman, I have something very important to tell you.
Go ahead. Make my day.
You know Mordechai, the Jew? The one right over there by the king's gate, huh? You see, huh? He told me he's not going to bow to you no matter what. So I told him that I'm going to tell on him to you, and he's going to be in real big trouble. And he said he doesn't care. So I said...
Enough! I can see the whole matter for myself. That stubborn Jew, how dare he defy my authority? I will have him killed for his disobedience. No, I have a better plan. Mordechai opposes me because he is a Jew. It is not only Mordechai, it is all the Jews who are my enemies. I will annihilate every single Jew from the face of this earth. Nothing will stand in my way.
On the 13th day of Nisan, in the 12th year of King Ahasuerus' rule, Haman cast Purim, lots, to determine his course of action against the Jews.
Shimshi, my son, are you ready?
Yes, father. The lots have been arranged as planned.
Good. I have waited long for this moment. We will employ the forces of evil and impurity to determine the best time to get rid of the Jews once and for all. Come,
Come, forces of Tuma,
forces of impurity, and help us in our lots against the Jews. We'll see which will be the best day to destroy the Jews. Let us begin with the first day of the week.
Roll the big dice.
What was that?
It sounded like a Bhaskar father, a heavenly voice.
On the first day of the week, heaven and earth were created solely for the sake of the Jewish people. First, see if you can destroy the heaven and earth, then try destroying the Jews.
Shimshi, give me another pour. Aha! The second day of the week. What a lovely day to kill the Jews.
Don't you know that Hashem separated between the high and the lower waters on the second day? The Jewish people are also separated from the nations of the world. Try overturning the upper and lower spheres before attempting to destroy the Jews.
The pour isn't working as I expected.
Do you still have the warranty?
Quiet!
Ow!
Let's try the next pour. Perfect. The third day of the week. Oh, no.
Plants were created on the third day. Jews separate Truma and Maser from their grain. They take Lulavim and Esrogim from their plants. If the Jews are destroyed, who will fulfill those mitzvahs? And you expect to kill the Jews on the third day of the week?
Actually, Father, I didn't think that the third day was that good myself.
Quiet!
Ow! But the fourth day, that will be a good one.
On the fourth day, the sun and the stars were created. The sun was created to give light to the Jewish people. The Jews are compared to the stars. If you destroy the Jews, then how will the sun and stars continue to exist?
How about the fifth day?
The fifth day?
The sixth day?
The sixth?
The seventh day?
Father, you fell down. What's the matter? Are you dead? Please tell me.
My son, the days have failed me.
Yes, Father, I see you are in a daze.
No, not a daze. The days of the week.
Yes, Father, I understand. The days make you weak. Maybe now is a good time for you to write a will.
Quiet!
Ow, that hurt.
That didn't hurt. This will hurt.
Ow.
We must now try the month. Nisan.
Pesach?
Bah. The Pesach lamb protects them in Nisan.
Don't you mean bad?
Quiet! Iyar!
Pesach Sheni.
Bad month.
Yes, it's a bad month too. Ow!
Sivan!
Matan Torah!
That Torah was given in Sivan. Elul!
Master Behema!
Tishrei!
Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur!
Heshvan!
Zerameinu Mesa!
Kislev!
Chanukah!
Teves!
Ezra!
Shvat!
Anshei Knesset Hagdolah!
All these months have some form of merit for the Jews. It seems as if we will be powerless against them.
No, you're wrong. There's still one month that we haven't tried. The month of Adar. Their leader, Moses, died on that month. Very good. The pour has worked. What is the zodiac sign for the month of Adar, Shimshi?
The sign for Adar is fish.
Good. I like fish.
I like fish too, especially fried fish with breadcrumbs and lemon juice.
Oh! What's the matter with you? I don't mean that I like fish. I mean that fish is a good sign for us. But just as a big fish swallows a smaller fish, I will swallow up the Jews on this month. Let's go.
Haman, you wicked man. You don't realize that a fish sometimes swallows and sometimes gets swallowed.
Haman hurried off to the king to get permission to carry out his wicked plan.
something very urgent he must discuss with your majesty.
All right. Send him in. May I have a few words with your highness? Go ahead. There is a certain group in your empire which is scattered and spread throughout the nations. Their mere presence poses a threat to the king's welfare. If a fly falls in their cup of wine, they take out the fly and drink the wine. But if his majesty would merely touch the cup, they would spill it all out. If it pleases the king, let it be written that they be killed. There is no need to worry about the loss of taxes as a result of the extermination. I myself will pay 10,000 loaves of silver to the king's treasury, making up for any loss.
The people you're referring to are the Jews.